Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Well, today's going to be very interesting because one member of this show can't talk, yet they're still here. Hey, David, how's your day?
My day's going great, guys.
Okay, thank you. David Banner starring on today's show.
I can't. I'm going to be behind the glass with this guy all day. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to stop laughing.
And he's not sick.
No, he's fine. He's
and
physically
he's doing
healthy.
What he needs to do because he's got a major performance on Super Bowl Sunday at the church.
Yeah. But right now he sounds like the third yin yang. So
correct. Exactly. All right.
Rico, when you said that pre-show, I almost fell over.
I walked in and I stopped dead in my tracks. And I'm like, wait, is this man whispering at me? What is this? So we got a lot to discuss. And I could easily start with the Bregman stuff, but I'm going to wait. Jeremy's update. I have a big opinion. Or as David says, about Bregman. And I mean, you know.
No, I do too.
Then F it. What are we doing? Why don't we just do it?
You know what?
Let's just do it. You know what? We're adults. Let's just do this. Bregman can go F himself.
Wow.
This is one of the rare instances you will ever hear me defend a team not spending money or not signing a sexy name. Alex Bregman can go F himself. If the Tigers gave him a 7-year deal.
No, I'm laughing. Because we have not talked about this.
No.
We both heard the thing. And I'm sitting here saying, if you give this man that deal, you're an idiot and you did not learn from all the other bad contracts that you've signed.
I mean, I'd even invoke the name Baez. I think if you sign Alex Bregman to this contract, you're signing just a different form of Javi Baez.
Yeah.
Not in the first year. But I've already talked about Rico. I'm scared going past 4. And I would give 5 in order to be a big boy about it. But 6 or 7, absolutely not. I will defend Scott Harris and Chris Ilitch and the Tigers, which I never do.
Yeah, 4 was my hard line in the sand. Like, 4 years, okay, because at that point, he's fallen off a cliff, but it's the last year, so fine. We
Correct.
Can move on.
Right. The idea of Alex, like, I look at it, we talked yesterday briefly. All right, walk rate has fallen through the floor. I worry about the power. I worry about the ballpark. I like Alex Bregman, but... Hey, I'll pay you 5 or 4. Okay, you said 4. I know I'm going to get 2 to 3 good years. Me, I think the horizon's out there a little more, but I know by year 5 and age 36, he's dead. Year 6 and 7, tell you what. See ya.
Year 6 and 7, you're looking at Javi Baez. You're looking at Miguel Cabrera, the final years.
Yes. This is one you and I are in lockstep. I wonder if people are, but then again, if we don't talk Lions, nobody cares. So I don't.
Yeah, I think that even the biggest Bregman apologist, like Acosta, couldn't say, yeah, go ahead and pay him for something.
No, and again, if somebody is willing to give it to him, God bless. It's what you have an agent for, and that's someone else's problem.
And you know what? I think you're seeing the answer to that. Nobody's willing to give that to him, and that's why he's still there dropping his kids off at school.
He's got a 6-year offer on the table, not 7.
Right.
He's got 6. I wouldn't go to 6. I would go to 5. That's my line in the sand on this deal.
And I would probably sign that six. If you're really that hard up for seven, bro, you ain't getting seven. And probably six is going to be leaving the table soon.
Yeah. Kenny, you're a big Tiger guy. You're Mr. Tank Top and Daiquiris and fun social hour in
Slick
the summer.
Slick back hair.
When I say these things, or when Rico says these things, do you look at us like we're the old Muppets at the opera? Or are you looking at this the way we are?
Well, I'm kind of fatigued of the storyline of Alex Bregman. We've been talking about him for how many months now? I mean, even before the offseason, we were talking about potential targets, and Bregman was one of them. And I side with you on this one. I think he can politely go F himself.
This is one let the Tigers off the hook.
I do, too. And by the way, for this show as a collective to do that, I think is rare by itself. So I think if we're all in lockstep on this, I think it's important and meaningful.
We should ask the people. All four Tiger fans that exist.
The 1928 Club?
Yeah, it's the society. When will you get this right? 248-539-9797. But, like, you can never accuse this show of, like, shilling it up for the team. And this ain't the Benetti coffee hour. I can't yell about it. I would actually be upset. I would come on the air if you signed Alex Bregman to a 7-year deal, and I would shred it. It's irresponsible. It doesn't make any sense. I don't think you have any guarantees on his abilities past year 3. I'm willing to say in year 4, maybe. By age 36, I don't want him on my ball club. And certainly by age 37, 38. I would love to hear from people on this. Is this one as a community? We can all kind of get together and go, you know what?
Mm-mm. 3 years would have been oh my goodness, you got him for 3 years, great. Even if you got a Chapman, you know what, we'll renew it every year.
Yeah, Chapman.
4 years locking in was one of those, you're probably going to get 2 or 3. The fourth year, be prepared for just.
Yeah, Chapman was what, 5 years with an opt-out after each of the first three?
Yeah.
So I figured Bregman would be Chapman plus, so it would be 5 and more money.
But the opt-outs are there, so... Yeah,
I can't do it. David, what are your thoughts?
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
David, it's a verbal medium.
I agree with both of you.
Okay, thank you.
What?
Go ahead, Whispers. What do you got? You're Bumpy Johnson's driver.
It's you, Bumpy. It's always been you.
Now, when we call for ticket text, there's no way you're reading these. But then we have to trust Kenny's reading comprehension. Oh, that's not good.
All right, so I caught a stray for no reason again. And here I am just sitting here minding my own damn business.
248-539-9797. Kenny, what are people saying early on? Like, I don't want people to be sour towards us, but I think it's okay to just say, you know what? No mas. You're not getting a sixth or seventh year. We have a four-year offer, maybe five. I can't do it.
The texts are coming in. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. My thoughts exactly. Bregman can go F himself. Everyone on the internet is saying the same thing. He's being selfish, trying for six or seven.
Well, 1 second. Kenny, let me say this. When I say he can go F himself, it's just from the perspective of this ball club. If I put the shoe on the other foot, and I'm Alex Bregman, I'm 31 years old, this is the last juice from the orange that exists for me as a professional baseball player. I understand why he wants the extra years, because if he doesn't get them, the extra years will be spent on a golf course in West Palm. So I'm not mad. Him and his agent are trying to do what they need to do. I'm saying you can go do it somewhere else. It's never happening here.
But see, this concerns me, because is he kind of knowing this is it? I'm never going to get offered another contract, so I got to squeeze this orange for as much juice as I can. Because if you felt like, you know what, I got a lot left in the tank, so I'll take this deal and maybe I'll get one last deal. I don't think he's getting that one last deal.
Rico, if he signed a four-year deal, he'd be done at 35. If he signed a five-year deal, he's done at 36. I mean, at that point, you just become Paul Goldschmidt. You become the one-year deal guy. Yeah. I I like the player. I think he's a good ball player. There are concerns. I've outlined him. I've been consistent with it. I would never be mad having him here. But I'd be mad if you gave him that kind of 6-7 year deal. I say no to that. If Scott Boras called you today and said, hey, it's going to be 7 at 190, my answer is no. You can have him right now. Alex will get in the car. He will drive to the airport. My answer is no. Don't stay home.
7 at 190?
Not doing it. 6 years, it's still the same hard line. Look, here's the other way I like looking at it. Look at football. Look at basketball. Those two sports, we are conditioned that there are no deals that are beyond 5 years. Yeah. It doesn't exist. 4 or 5 years. Hockey and baseball are the two I can't figure out, where you're just doling out 8-year deals, 10-year deals. Juan Soto, 15 plus.
Yeah,
not doing it.
Max Fried. Yeah, it's like, okay.
I know the Yankees are stupid. I know this. The difference is the Yankees print money. And it's not my money.
But what bothers me most in a deal like this is you have to listen to the things that aren't being said. This player is telling you, I'm at the end of my career.
Yeah.
So I am trying to milk this. So to sit there and think that you're going to, it goes back to what we said. You probably have another 2, maybe 3 years in you, because you're trying to get 7. If you knew that you had, you know what? Give me a 1-year deal. I'll come here and I'll make even more money. Give me a couple years deal. I'll come and I'll make so much money on that next deal. Yeah, I think I'm at the end. So let me see who's the biggest sucker out there.
That's what it feels like. And again, I Toronto has, I believe it's the wealthiest Canadian. I think his name's Ted Rogers, the guy who owns Rogers Communications. Like, they have very deep pockets in Toronto. Good. Let him spend it. I hope he enjoys the tax rate. I get to a point where, you know what, have a great life.
Yeah.
5 years, I'd do it today. And I know, probably still get burned in year 5. I know that. But I'd do it. Cost of doing business, right? I'd love to hear from the people on it. 248-539-9797. We start a little different. I was going to start Amon-Ra speaketh. We're going to get to that. We also have an epiphany about the Super Bowl. We're going to do that. And I think Jimmy Butler's the root of all evil. We're going to cover that as well in a fun way. But this Bregman thing, the reports, he refuses shorter deals. He wants 6 or 7. He could take this thing to opening day. You know what?
My response?
Yeah, I don't
want to. Take it down the road.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, if I'm Scott Harris, just go ahead and take my name off that list. We're good.
I'd do the same thing if I were Houston. Yeah. And they have a very deep relationship with Alex Bregman. I am not signing you to a 6 or 7 year deal, man.
Bruh, right. When you come back down off of this high you're on, give me a call. But right now, you can forget about it.
248-539-9797. We'll start today with a little impromptu Bregman talk. Whispers, you doing all right? Okay, you too.
Great.
Okay. You sound great.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.